At least 32 musk ox died in Bering Land Bridge National Preserve on the Seward Peninsula last month during an unusual tidal event that sent water surging into an area that is usually dry land. But biologists don't expect the mass die-off to have any long-term impacts on the population. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
A biologist discovered the grim scene last week on a routine flight to track four muskox that were collared for a research project. The 32 dead animals were visible as small brown humps poking out of the frozen landscape. When they died, the animals were in an especially low-lying area during an especially high tide. John Quinley is a spokesperson for the National Park Service. He says the die-off happened during a bad storm.
They got caught apparently in kind of a storm surge, a particularly high tide event in late February, and the water came up several feet over a fairly short period of time. And the assumption is that they got caught in that rising water and drowned and are now frozen in the ice and snow.
The dead animals were part of a group of 55 muskox. Biologists think the remaining 23 animals may have also died, but are buried deeper in the ice. The muskox belong to a herd on the Seward Peninsula that includes over 1,000 animals. And Quinley says that means on a population scale, the incident is not particularly significant.
It's not a population-threatening event.
Mass die-offs among animals are not uncommon. Quinley says groups of wolves and caribou are sometimes killed in large avalanches. And he says a few years ago, dozens of muskox on the North Slope died in another drowning event.
Ice dam in a river broke and in the spring, and you had a lot of water heading downstream, and similar numbers, 30 or more, died in that flood. But it's unusual to have had them radio collared and observed in just a week or two before the event. I mean, we know the sequence of events better than other incidents where you might just come across several carcasses in the spring.
The four collared muskox were part of a five-year study looking at the population dynamics of the animals in northwest Alaska. Now the dead muskox will help biologists learn even more about how the animals are doing. Quinley says researchers are planning to return to the site in late spring to gather samples as the muskox thaw out.
They'd be looking at teeth to determine their age, and also taking some bone samples that would look at sort of more general health, how fat they were, how well fed, how healthy they were. What we find out from this group that died will help us understand more about the herd in general in the area.
In the meantime, Quinley expects the muskox carcasses to feed lots of other animals in the area, including foxes, bears, and wolverines. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.